glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, September 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and today we get to revisit with our friend, Dr. Katrina Forseff, and she is the State Director, CEF, of Illinois. Welcome, Katrina, to Mark and Friends.
Oh, thanks so much, Donna, for having me. It's great to be with you.
I had been wanting to reconnect with you because I want to get a good checkup on what happened during the summer. So much thrilling ministry, and you've got a lot of stuff coming up for the fall and winter, and it's just lovely to see what CEF is up to. But also, what really puts you on my radar is a very important event, and that's coming up Sunday, November the 2nd. This is going to be at Grace Presbyterian Church, and you are bringing in Ken Ham. Cannot wait to hear about that. Tell us about it.
Well, we are so excited. It's actually taken us probably almost about a year and a half to get everything solidified. So we have the venue now. We're all set to go. And actually, Ken Ham with Answers in Genesis, he's going to be here for 2 days in Illinois. He's going to be on November 1st down in Benton, Illinois at the Benton Civic Center. That's on a Saturday. And so he'll be doing that as well as his music group that he brings that's going to be with him, True Song. And then with us, it's going to be a symposium because I thought about it, Donna. I was like, you know what? I just want Ken Ham. I don't want any frills or anything. Like, I just want him. And so he's going to be also speaking here in Peoria, Illinois on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at Grace Presbyterian Church on November 2nd. And so we get a twofer. So we get two times he get to come back to back here in Illinois. So we're really excited about that.
That is so great. Again, this is the CEF of Illinois fall event with Ken Ham. It's Sunday, November the 2nd, Grace Presbyterian Church. And this is all sitting on our website under our community calendar. So if all this is going past you too fast, you can always go back to our website and click on community calendar. We love hosting events that are really going to just tell the world about the good news of Jesus. And that's what CEF is all about. Well, let's talk about the summer. What happened during this summer and all the beautiful things that took place?
Well, we had a really solid summer ministry. We started out with our training school that we have at our own camp. We were just so blessed, Donna, to own and operate our own camp, and we've had it for close to 70 years. Mm. This training school that we had almost 70 students, so I like that, 70 and 70.
Yeah.
And so we had summer missionaries ages high school and college age. And like almost half of them were serving at the camp this summer. So we'd have this 8-day training school where we all come together. I kind of look at it as like a college campus, like we're all together for meal times, together for chapel times, and, you know, we're together for the games and different things that we do, and kind of the general ed track of, you know, why we do what we do and how to share the gospel with children. But then everyone is in their individual tracks, whether they're going to be serving at camp all summer or they're going to be teaching backyard Bible clubs, those 5-day clubs. And so all of us come together for those 8 days, and then we just launch them out and we send them out, and they go all throughout Illinois. And the statistics haven't all come in yet, but it's probably close to about 3,000 or 4,000 children that we reach just for the summer ministry alone. And so we're just praising the Lord for what he has done.
That's beautiful. Now, we've got prayer warriors listening to Mark and Friends, so I just want to invite them to keep praying for all that beautiful seed that was sown through Child Evangelism Fellowship throughout this past summer. So put that on your prayer list, because we need to keep watering those precious children and that message. This could be the only time they hear about the good news of Jesus. That happens. They're not involved in any kind of activity in a church, or they're not rubbing shoulders with other believers. So they got a little taste of Jesus. And let's just pray they can chew on that and enjoy it. My husband and I were invited to be a part of a really fun CEF camp, children's ministry, and we got to go back twice. And we made puppets. We just went crazy with the puppets. And it's so funny, the kids, they went crazy as well. And whenever I offered my puppet ministry to this camp director, she's like, well, maybe for the younger kids, or, you know, maybe for the girls, you know, kind of like bring a lot of pink. And I said, okay, but I do think some of the boys will love it. Well, sure enough, you know, the girls, of course. But then this one brave boy comes up to my table and says, yeah, I want to make one for my younger brother. And I thought, okay.
I bet it was for him. Oh.
Well, he made one. And then all the boys just flooded, you know, and they were just making the craziest looking superheroes and puppets. And, you know, even though it was 90 degrees outside and they were putting on this full fur puppet on their hand and sweat was just running off their arm, they kept it on and they had a terrific time. So I can just see the power. And then they put on a little puppet show for their family on the last day. It's just so powerful. Kids can be kids at a child evangelism event and just explore the wonder of Jesus.
Yeah, and also having a zip line that's about 100 foot, almost up above the valley, up at the top of the trees and the valleys below, that helps too.
Oh, so, my. I want to go on that.
But the kids really, I've done it a couple of times and I'm done. I'm good with going across. I just don't like the landing. But, you know, if you're a little bit smaller, then you should be fine. So. No, we have a great camp ministry. And so we had close to like 300-400 kids that were able to come. And I think about 100 or so, I think it was like 126 of those children, that was their first time going to camp. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying any camp, but that was the first time they came to our camp. And I think that's pretty good, having 100 plus the brand new campers. And then for the 5-day club ministry, so that continues all summer. They had 6 weeks of camp ministry. And then our summer ministries that go out and teach those 5-day clubs, they're serving all around the state in different chapter areas, north, south, east, west, all across Illinois. Again, I don't have all the stats have come in, but probably we had close to 60 backyard Bible clubs, and each club is for 5 consecutive days. Mm-hmm. So that's why we call it, a 5-day club. And each club is kind of like an equivalent to a VBS. It's like a VBS on wheels. It's like 90 minutes long. So the summer missionaries come in and they do like hangout time. They do games and parachute games or hula hoops or, different running relay games they do with the kids or even water games they do. And then they settle into the club time with, just the songs and the memory verse, the missionary stories. And the kids love the missionary stories. And then always in the Bible lesson, there's a gospel presentation, a clear gospel message of who God is and who we are and our sin that separates us from holy God and who Jesus is and why Jesus came and what Jesus provides and gives to all those who by grace alone, by faith alone, trust in him alone for the forgiveness of their sins and the promise of everlasting life. And so we share that gospel message and we bring that out through 5 different lessons and not just building on each other, but each one is a self-contained Bible lesson. And so we just have a wonderful time with the kids. And then also because of the ministry support of our faithful partners, we're able to just load the kids up with devotional materials and children that don't have Bibles to give them a Bible if they don't have one and all kinds of gospel literature and tracts, because we just want to load them up with, because this might be for some of them, it might be the only, gospel touch they'll have all summer long. Mm. And also for those children that do know the Lord, we want to put those gospel tracts and materials in their hands. So, maybe they'll go and share it with their friends, and their neighbors across the street or, in their different things that they have in connection to, their friends and so forth. So it was just a really good summer. Then in addition to, the 5-day clubs and the camp ministry, we also had fair ministries. I think we had close to 3 or 4 week-long fairs throughout the state. But then also we've been doing like one-day fairs like Putnam County or Old Settlers Day or Dunlap or different ones like that. And if you put all that together, there was probably about 1,000-plus children that we reached, probably over that, probably about 1,500 children that we reached just through the fair ministry alone. So it was just a really good summer, and we're just thankful for what the Lord has done. But we're also, I know it's the fall, but we're actually starting to look forward to the summer for next year, and we're having already some plans and so forth, and we already have our training dates in place, and we're also going to be adding a ministry day. We're at the end of the 8-day training school. We're going to expand it to a 9-day training school. And we're going to invite children to come in, maybe in partnership with another ministry We're working on that right now, and they'll bring in the kids like a day camp that already is self-contained, and they'll just come to our camp, and then we'll have a ministry outreach. And I heard, I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I've heard about this World Cup thing that's coming in 2026. And so CEF headquarters, USA, our press right now, our CEF press, is producing a special soccer party club with all the tools and the resources and the materials and things like that to go along with it. So we're also going to be training our summer missionaries next year, in addition to doing the five-day clubs, to doing these one-day or one-shot soccer party clubs. And so when we have that ministry outreach day, we're going to just go ahead and take it out for a spin, and we're going to be doing different camp activities, but then we're also going to be doing an evangelistic outreach using a soccer party club theme. So that's already in the works right now, and it's just September.
How fun is that? That is so exciting. You know, maybe there's someone like our church. We are kind of an older demographic. Now, all these women remember the years and years and years of doing Vacation Bible School, but now physically, they're just not at it. And so what we did was we invited CEF in, and they did a fabulous job. They did all the running. They did all the teaching. You know, they did all that. And we were able to come alongside them, and I did some puppets, but also provide the refreshments and the location. So maybe as our dear listeners are hearing this, they're thinking, wow, this might be a way to bring back a Vacation Bible School. This might be a way to augment what you're already doing with a one-day event. I know you have materials for Valentine's Day, Christmas, and other holidays that are, it's a package deal. And so consider investigating some of these resources that Child Evangelism Fellowship is offering and see how perhaps you could partner with them, and really they can come alongside and assist you in your desire to reach children.
Well, I can't agree with you more, and absolutely that's what exactly we want to do. And I do just want to share with your listeners that was one of our struggles, is that we actually had, for example, the state office here in Peoria, we had 10 solid summer missionaries who were giving of their whole summer. I mean, they weren't working at, you know, Burger King flipping burgers and this. They were giving their whole summer post the training school. So after training school is over, to work like 4 or 6 weeks of the summer ministry. And we had a hard time filling their schedule. And we could have done, actually, we could have done double the amount of 5 day clubs. And like those 1 day party clubs, we could have done double what we did here in the Peoria. And it wasn't because we didn't have the summer missionaries. You know, Jesus said, you know, the harvest is ripe, the laborers are few. Well, we had the laborers and the harvest was ripe, but we were having a hard time with the locations. So that's exactly what was going on. So we would just love to have any of your listeners, if they want to have open up their home for a backyard Bible club, or if their church wants to host it, like you said, that we would love to do that. And there really is no cost. If the church, for example, wants to give an honorary gift to CF, it just goes into our summer ministry fund. It makes the summer ministry work. It makes everything go, but they're not required to do that. So if they just want us to come, we'll be glad to do that. And like I said, we're self-contained. We bring everything with us and just provide the locations, invite the kids and have some cookies and Kool-Aid, and we're good to go.
Beautiful. So maybe even now they're thinking about summer at CEF. Maybe your church can start dreaming of summer. I know my heart is to reach this little community, and it's just filled with a lot of little individual churches where, you know, no one church could do a full week. But I'm thinking about going in and asking all these churches if they can join forces with our little church, and we could do a full week. We've got a community center, and if each church would take 1 day, CEF does all the hard, heavy lifting, but if that each individual church could take 1 day with refreshments and a craft and bring their people to be supervising this event, I think we could get it done. So, you know, joining forces, that's where the real power is when it comes to getting the gospel out. Now, you've got big plans for the fall, and there's some dreaming going on. What's in the hopper?
Well, what you said there about the working together with the local church, church partnerships is what it's all about. So as we transition now from summer ministry to the fall ministry, it's all about those after school good news clubs in the public schools. But we can also have good news clubs in churches, and we can have good news clubs in any location where you can gather children. But specifically, we're just so excited. And I think we need it to, as believers, we need to go where sometimes it, you know, the gospel is needed most. And yes, you know, in our neighborhood, in our community, in our church, but in the public school, I think, Donna, as long as we have access here in our country in particular, and the schools are open, we need to be there.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people may not know that in 2001, I know that was, you know, 24, you know, years ago, but the Supreme Court, there was a court case from the state of New York that worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled on 6-11, not 9-11, but 6-11, 2001, that a good news club, it was specifically, it was our court case, it was a good news club can meet in the public school after school on the same grounds as any community group. So just like a Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H club, Brownies, whatever, Girls on the Run, they can meet and access a school facility, so can a good news club. And that's just amazing. And so it's not one thing for this and one thing for faith-based groups. No, it's all the same. And so, you know, just fast forward, you know, for all these years. So just on average, especially post-COVID years, we're climbing back up again. And so I think the last stats I was looking at was about 5,000 schools that CEF is in across the United States. And I think we ended up in the 70s this past year, maybe about 75, 77, around there. Good news clubs, and that's good. Those are good news clubs that meet in the public elementary schools right after school. And we're just so excited. Now, some of the clubs are small and some of them are medium size. There's some that we've had like, you know, 60 kids that are coming. Probably the average size is about maybe 20, 30 kids that are coming. But that's just, it's such an opportunity that when the last school bell rings, then our Good News Club team in partnership with a local church, and that's what we want. We want a church to adopt a school in partnership with CEF, where CEF, you know, because we're not a church, we're a community group. That's why we can do what we're doing in the schools. And so they come in underneath our umbrella, and we train them. We equip the volunteers. We do the background checks, everything that they need. We are there to help them get them going. And it really, all you need is about six people, about four to six, but we recommend six people. And we don't even recommend that you jump out and do the whole year, you know, every single week that the school is open. We recommend like an eight model, like 8 weeks in the fall and 8 weeks in spring. So like you start out with like a back to school or pumpkin party club, then do 6 weeks and end with a Christmas party club, then take a break, because sometimes here in Illinois, it can get kind of yucky in January. And then you would start in with like a Valentine party club, and then do 6 weeks, and then end with like an Easter party club or something like that. And we have all the material provided for these church partnerships. And so we're really excited about that. And just this coming weekend, we're going to be going down to Jacksonville, Illinois, and that district has recently opened up to us. And there's seven elementary schools in Jacksonville, Illinois, and we have permission, Donna, to be in every single one of them.
Amazing.
And now that's the only thing that's holding us back. Remember what Jesus said, you know, the harvest is right, but the what? The laborers are few. And so this one is that we need seven church partnerships. Mm. We have one, and kind of like one plus a little bit more, because we have some other individuals, because also individuals, even if it's not a church adopted, they can be involved in that too on the team. But we really would like to see, you know, seven churches, each one take one. But however God wants to do it, God's in charge of that. But we're going to go down this weekend and see if we can get maybe two or three of those clubs and two or three of those schools to do them this fall, and then do the other, you know, three or whatever, or four in the spring. And because we like to see at least a 6 week or an 8 week program of a good news club be in each and every one of those seven schools in Jacksonville. And that just kind of is like a blueprint, like a snippet to kind of just help your listeners understand how we get things going. We also, Springfield, we already have permission from the district from the superintendent and from the district board. They've already pre-approved us to be in all the schools. I don't even know how many elementary schools there are in Springfield. I should, but I don't know how. There's got to be a lot, and probably way more than seven. But we have permission to be in all those. And the only thing that's holding us back again is we need church partnerships. And it's like that all across the state. And so I just want to encourage listeners that, you know, we're not trying to do anything taking away from the church ministry that happens inside the four walls of the church. But there is a mission field that's right outside the door of the churches in our community to go into the schools. And that's where we need to be, because we have an evil one. And we could talk all day about that, how Satan is attacking the children.
Is.
And we need to bring the light of the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ and point these precious children to him, because we need to reach these children now. We need to reach these children now. You know, Jesus says, even so is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Jesus said, you know, to let or help the children, to let the children come unto him, and do not hinder them. We should be on the helping side, not on the hindering side. And sometimes we can hinder the children, not by actively hindering them, but by our non-involvement, by non-helping. We can actually hinder them by not being on the helping side. So we need to let the children and point the children to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said, because the kingdom of God belongs to them too. The kingdom of God is open to them too. And so we're there to point them to Jesus, the King.
Beautiful. Well, prayer warriors, you've heard your edict. Let's do it, Jacksonville. Let's do it, Springfield. Let's do it, Central Illinois. There are schools waiting to be reached. You know, a lot of our listeners are retired, so there's some beautiful time on their hands to pray. Maybe talk to your church and see if that's something that your congregation wants to take on. Just take on a school. You know, CEF will come in and do all the real work as far as the teaching and everything else. They just need a connection. And maybe that's what you could offer. This is just a beautiful reminder that, you know, our time on earth is not over yet. We're still here. That must mean God has something for us. And what about taking all those years that God has inputted into you and now giving that to a child? Well, thank you so much, Katrina, for getting us all caught up on everything Child Evangelism Fellowship in Illinois.
Well, thank you again, Donna, for having me. It's just been great to be with you here.
And thank you, dear listener, for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. If you ever want to hear these programs again, go to our website, hit the Mark and Friends tab, and you'll see an MP3 format just right there waiting for you to download. It's easy. Again, Mark and Friends is a ministry of Great News Media. Have a great day.